This is Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, your daily voice in Washington, D.C. on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. And now, here's your host, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
Every day, Christian values are increasingly being pushed out of the public square and out of public policy. What can ordinary Christians do to make their voices heard in their day-to-day lives and in Washington, D.C.? Family Research Council is here to help with answers and insight from our experts. Our work in Washington, D.C. is to advance faith, family, and freedom in public policy and culture. We want to hear from you. Send us your questions about how
We'll be here in just a moment. And then we're going to check in with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, and he'll give us an update as thousands have been devastated from the blow of Hurricane Harvey. And towards the end of the program, we're going to spend time praying for America. That's right. We're going to actually pray for America. And then we're going to talk to Pastor Bill Eliff, Senior Teaching Pastor of the Summit Church in North Little Rock, Arkansas, and the Director of Church Pastor Relations with One Cry, and he's going to be joining me in the studio along with a couple of friends who are going to be here with me to pray for America. Well, today it is a great honor and a privilege to be able to talk to you and to share with you that Tony Perkins is going to be joining us here today, and we're really grateful that he is going to call in. And Tony Perkins, are you on the line today?
Dr. Floyd, here I am. Thank you so much for filling in for me today. And in fact, tomorrow I'm on vacation this week, trying to take a little time off. But I wanted to join you today as you kind of do something special today and tomorrow in praying for our nation. And if I can, I cannot think of this being more timely. When you and I were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, we had no idea what was going to unfold. Yes. But I've been speaking this morning to pastors in Texas and Houston and getting reports. And of course, we went through this in Louisiana just 1 year ago. And so it is very timely that we join together to pray for our nation. So much going on internally, so much going on externally. The only way I think America is going to come through all of these challenges is through the hand of God. And that's going to happen by prayer.
Well, there's no question about that, Tony. And when you think about where you were in your life some time ago within the last couple of years and the floods of Louisiana, tell us real quickly what it was like and what those people of Texas are feeling like today in relationship to their homes, to the uncertainty of their life, to the uncertainty of their life situation. In fact, you're still not back in your home after all of this time.
Well, it was actually a very emotional day yesterday at our church in Louisiana, as I'm now pastoring there, with people focusing on Texas being able to not just sympathize, but literally empathize with those families, knowing what they were about to go through and what they were going through. And one of the things that happened, and this is why it's so important to be praying, and for those that are listening in Texas, know that you're not alone, that there are others across this country praying for you. But we began yesterday collecting relief materials so that when the door opens, we can take those down to Texas. Right. It's not the material goods that are they're important, but what's more important is the fact that people feel alone in those situations. They're isolated, they're cut off from communications. They don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I remember getting a phone call from you within 24 hours of us flooding. And just to know that there are people standing with you in prayer, but also standing with you ready to help, and I know your church sent a team down right away and others. And so I think it's important from the standpoint of knowing of that, the encouragement that we can provide to those that have lost, in some cases, everything. And, of course, there's been a tragic loss of life in this, as there are often happens in these natural disasters. And we need to know that our prayers are important, but our actions are important.
Absolutely.
And you might think it's insignificant, but anything we do sends a message of hope and help and encouragement to those that are in the midst of these storms.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Tony. And when you think about 1 week away from Congress coming back to Washington after, of course, the Labor Day break, and thinking about all of the major big policy challenges that await, from tax reform to Obamacare repeal to all that's going on in relationship to the division and the polarization in our country, you know what I'm really grateful for today, and I want to thank you on behalf of all of us who follow the Washington Watch and follow the work of the Family Research Council. We're really grateful that over the next 2 days, you've given us the privilege to actually cultivate the soil, loosen the soil with the word of the Lord, to be able to hopefully next week have conversations that move us toward healing and unity rather than further division and polarization. And if anything in the world can do that, crisis and prayer can do it. Isn't that right, Tony?
It is. In fact, I was teaching my folks last night through the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, every challenge he faced, every time there was an issue before him, the first thing he did was he prayed.
That's right.
He stopped. He prayed. Then he acted. So it's not enough just to pray, but it'll never be enough if we don't pray. So
that's
we have
right.
to pray. Then we have to act accordingly. And so, again, I had you on the program last week, and I want to congratulate you on your new additional responsibility as the president of the National Day of Prayer, the task force. They're leading the nation in prayer, and that's been your heart, and you follow in the steps of some great prayer warriors. But I think this is appropriate that these 2 days, today and tomorrow, on Washington Watch, on the 250 stations across the nation which we're on, we're going to begin preparing, praying for what the nation is in the midst of this, but
that's
praying
right.
the way out.
Absolutely.
That God would lead our leaders by his hand and lead the pastors and the churches. This is not going to be solved, whether it's the external issues, the threats that we face with deranged leaders, or it is the internal strife and division that seems to only be getting deeper in this nation. That's not going to be solved by the politicians. It can't be solved by the pastors alone. But together, we must pray. We must act upon those prayers. And the church has got to be a part of these solutions. And the hand of God has to move. And I believe it will. I actually believe that God will move. And we can see the difference as a result of our prayers.
Well, I believe that too, Tony. You know, we released today really my first article as president of the National Day of Prayer, and we talk about advancing the missional vision of the National Day of Prayer, which is to mobilize united public prayer for America. And one of the statements I made in this is so true, and I would encourage people to go to nationaldayofprayer.org and read it. It says, America is broken, division is undeniable, and unity is missing. Racial tension is alarming, lawlessness abounds, reconciliation appears impossible. Government cannot fix us, politics will not heal us. America needs God now more than any time in our generation. Tony, give us a word about that.
Well, I can't improve upon it because it's truth. And it is exactly what America needs. But here's where I think we could put a finer tip on this, is that we need to pray that the leaders of America will recognize that truth.
Absolutely, Tony.
That they will understand, and this goes from the church house to the White House, that we will understand that we have to do our part. God will never do what he's called us to do, but we can never do what only he can do.
That's
and
right.
We've got to call upon him. There's got to be a recognition that these problems are so vast, so complex, that they are God-sized problems, and there can only be a God-sized solution. And a big part of that, Ronnie, that you know, whether it's a political leader or even a church pastor, pride often prevents God from moving because we won't acknowledge our dependence and our need for Him.
Absolutely.
And we've got to move beyond that. And I think when you look at something the size of Houston and even what we saw in Louisiana last year, that's beyond what man is capable of responding to.
Absolutely.
And we need God to move in the hearts and the minds of people, the racial division that's in our country. Only God moving in the hearts of people, transforming those hearts, can bring the unity that will enable this country to stand.
Well, thank you for being willing, Tony, to call people to prayer and to be willing to call even the leaders of our country to recognize the importance of prayer, because it's really like exactly what you're dealing with as you teach through Nehemiah, as you were talking about a moment ago. They worked with one hand and they had a weapon with the other. Well, weapon for us is the Bible, the Word of God, and the prayers of God's people. And we have to work. We have to be in the fight like you do every day of your life, promoting faith and family and freedom in this country, which you're so great at the Family Research Council. And you use this venue of the Washington Watch to tell America about it and to tell the story. But man, at the same time, we have to do the other, don't we, Tony? In this last minute, why don't you give us a word about how you navigate through that difficult terrain? You're in it every day of your life.
Well, it's no different than the welder or the policeman or the fireman or the teacher or the accountant, just living out their faith where God has placed them. And, you know, some of us are a little more visible than others, but we've all been called to be faithful in our walk with God. And it's all about putting Him first and not being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the fact that His word has applicability to every aspect of our lives, whether the world recognizes it, welcomes it, or denies it. The reality is God's truth is still relevant today, and we've got to order our lives according to that truth.
Well, that's so true, Tony. Tony Perkins, thanks for being on your program today with us while you're away on vacation, some time for R&R. And I know for a guy like you, it hardly ever occurs because there's something always happening. But I want to thank you on behalf of all of us for giving this opportunity. In fact, later on today in the broadcast, we're literally going to spend some time praying. I have a couple of friends from the National Day of Prayer here who are going to lead us all in prayer. We're going to be talking in a moment with Attorney General Ken Paxton about the situation in Texas. And then we're going to literally pray for that. And so, Tony Perkins, thanks for being on the broadcast today. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your time away.
All right, Dr. Floyd, thanks for filling in for me. And pray for Washington Watch that it'll expand across America.
Absolutely, Tony. We will. And I want to thank all of you that are listening to the Washington Watch. I want to encourage you to support it in every way you can. I'm telling you, I'm a part of the board of the Family Research Council. It is an outstanding organization, and I can assure you its commitment to making sure that we are in tune with what's going on in America is so very, very critical. So thank you so much, and we'll be back in a moment with Attorney General Ken Paxton of the state of Texas.
What does a children's playground have to do with the Supreme Court? A lot. In April 2017, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a case of religious discrimination against Missouri's Trinity Lutheran Church. Trinity has an adjacent playground that needed refurbishing, so the staff applied for a Missouri grant program. In an odd twist, state officials denied Trinity's request. When the church asked why, they were told the state constitution barred the public treasury from aiding any church, section, or denomination of religion. That hardly seemed fair to the church, whose children at the daycare and preschool need just as much outdoor padding as other school children. This is just one of hundreds of religious liberty violations that have occurred in the United States, and FRC is at the forefront of the movement to preserve, protect, and defend religious liberty. In a newly updated publication, we catalog the growing threat to religious liberty with a comprehensive report of documented accounts of religious liberty violations that have occurred in the last 17 years. Go to frc.org/hostility for this exclusive publication.
Oops, there's a piece I missed a little bit.
Grandpa, why do we always pick up litter when we go hiking?
Well, we're just making it nicer for people who come after us a little bit. It's called stewardship.
My grandfather taught me that you should always leave a place better than you found it. That it's important to invest in the lives of your children and grandchildren, leaving them with a godly legacy they can build on. That's why I decided to set up a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation.
It's called stewardship.
I know that my gift will support a ministry that honors the biblical principles I hold dear, and it's a way to invest in the future of our country. The AFA Foundation also arranged for me to have a steady fixed income, so I don't have to worry in the midst of changing times.
Call the AFA Foundation today to find out how you can set up a charitable gift annuity. Just call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Here for your encouragement and your walk with God. This is David Wolin with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. It was a rare, almost miraculous moment. Some described last week's solar eclipse as the astronomical event of the century, and millions of people went out of their way to observe it. There's just something about what happens in the sky that captures people's souls with awe and wonder. And you know, I couldn't help but think how when God sent His Son into the world, He timed it at just such a moment. Matthew chapter 2 tells us that the Magi came searching for Jesus because, as they said, "We saw His star when it rose and have come to worship Him." Of course, we associate that story with Christmas today, but at the time, it was a moment of awe and wonder when people looked at the heavens and stopped to consider their Creator. Get more daily encouragement from God's Word with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Thank you for joining us again on the Washington Watch. This is Ronnie Floyd, President of the National Day of Prayer, sitting in for Tony Perkins today. You know, we're seeing the best of America happening down in Texas in these recent days. So many things that we often hear about via commentary, various newscasts and talk shows and all kinds of things don't always show us the America we've seen. It's always there. America always helps America. And when it really gets down to the tough times, to the tough moments, you know, we're faithful. And we're thankful for the thousands and thousands of people that have rescued others and the thousands and thousands who have found a way and have made a way to make it happen and to be rescued. And you know, tomorrow President Trump is scheduled to be in Texas. And speaking of rescue, authorities have rescued 2,000 people from flooding in the city of Houston. What a remarkable thing. And even Houston Texans star J.J. Watts has raised over $186,000 for Harvey relief. Thankful for that. And Hurricane Harvey was the fierce hurricane to hit the U.S. in 13 years. And the strongest to strike Texas since 1961's Hurricane Carla. You know what? Let me tell y'all a story. I was a boy, 5 years old, when Hurricane Carla came in. And I remember going to the First Baptist Church in my town, and my daddy and my mama took my brother and my sister, and we spent the night in the basement to escape the hurricane that came to our town. And it was called Hurricane Carla. Isn't that amazing that all these years later that this has happened again in the state of Texas? And that really calls us to a time to pray. This broadcast is really about praying for America today. That's right. We talk about America all the time. But you know, at the Washington Watch, that's why you need to support this program. They're committed not only to talking about the issues, they're committed to praying about the issues. I have with me today in the studio Dion Elmore, who is one of the people who work with and for the National Day of Prayer. In just a moment, I'm going to ask Dion to pray a prayer, a blessing on those right now who are awaiting rescue, not only in Houston, but in other parts of Texas. And if you're wherever you are, obviously if you're driving, just keep driving, but you can pray while you drive. If you're in your home, You can pray in your home. But Dion, would you just please, right now, call out to the Lord for a minute or two, asking God to step in and rescue those who are right now on the brink of losing their lives.
Absolutely, Brother Ronnie. I grew up in the Mississippi River, and we had flooding a lot as I was growing up, so I have great empathy. So I'm going to cry out as someone who's had family affected by this and who sees the people in great distress and reproach. So, Father God, I praise you and thank you, Lord, that you are a God who cares about the intimate details in our lives, and you, Father, care what's going on in the lives of the people who are now awaiting rescue. And Father, I just put my mind in their place, in their heart and in their mind. And Father, the desperation, Lord, fear that may come, we pray in Jesus' name that you would cast out all fear. Father, that you would cover them with your perfect love right now. Lord, that you would show them your hand as you reach down and you tend to their needs, Lord, as they await. And Lord Jesus, I praise you and thank you that you tell us that they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. So renew their strength, Lord.
That's right.
Give them the ability to bear up under this great challenge. And Lord, save them out. And I pray for great testimonies of your supernatural and sovereign work. Mm-hmm. That they would see that. They would see your hand and they would see your grace. And Lord, that you would draw those who don't know you to you through this, that they would be able to recount how you reached down and you took care of their situation, no matter how dire it looked, that you released them from fear. And Lord, that you brought salvation to them in more than just the eternal way. We pray for that, but we also pray that you would save them physically out of this moment in time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dion, for sharing that. You know, we were supposed to have Attorney General Ken Paxton on from the state of Texas, and obviously with all that's going on, hopefully he'll be able to join us later today. I don't know, but something happened, obviously, in relationship to this broadcast today. But we're really thankful that he has been used, and I'm so grateful for the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, who's done it really a tremendous job. I thought yesterday on the broadcast, his press conferences were so outstanding, to the point. Very serious days in Texas. We have family that have gathered together to in that setting, because all in that region of Texas. I not only was raised, but it's where I pastored even churches there. And one city in Texas, 10 feet of water was supposed to hit downtown today on the Gulf Coast. I mean, this is serious business. And so I want to really urge all of you today, wherever you are, even tonight in your families, in your homes, maybe you're not even the kind of person that prays for your family, but tonight would be so proper to just ask God to bless those dear people who are really not only at the possibility of losing their lives, but now they're working through the stuff and the challenges of perseverance. And just as I said a moment ago when I was interviewing Tony Perkins, they are still, after all these months, they're still not back in their home in Louisiana. We have no idea the challenges, the uncertainty of that kind of displacement. And so I really want you to come back with me in a moment on the Washington Watch, because we're going to continue to talk. Perhaps Attorney General can join us here in just a moment. We're not sure. I want you to hang on in relationship to that. At the end of the broadcast, the last part of the broadcast, we're going to be talking with Pastor Bill Eliff. And I promise you, we're going to have an incredible half hour of this program left, and we do not want you to miss it on the Washington Watch here today. Tell a friend, join us back in just a moment.
making the most of your money. Here's Dan Celia.
Well, certainly the big story this week is going to be all those folks that we need to be praying and lifting in prayer, those first responders in the Texas area that are dealing with these floods. And certainly we will be impacted by this on an economic front. Right now, it looks like gasoline prices are up about 5% at the pump. That is going to go up. Make no mistake about it. We've got refineries, 15% of the entire country's refining capacity is shut down. It's likely before the end of the week to go to 20% of refining capacity shut down. Now, the refiners are standing ready to reopen. Fortunately, they got way ahead of this on the shutdown. But nonetheless, we are going to continue to see gas prices go up across the country and likely to be elevated for at least 3 to 4 weeks, maybe longer, depending on how many refineries go offline. We've got consumer confidence numbers coming out this week. ADP unemployment numbers will be out Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, very important, gross domestic product. This is quarter two, looking at the last forecast for their gross domestic product, and they're looking at a 2.8% growth rate. That would be very good compared to the last look of 2.6. Personal income, consumer spending, core inflation, pending home sales, all coming out on Thursday. And of course, Friday, the all-important private sector unemployment rate, private sector jobs. We get manufacturing number, construction spending, and consumer sentiment number all coming out on Friday.
Want to hear more financial advice from Dan Celia? Then look for his podcast when you visit the website afr.net.
So great to have you back on the Washington Watch today. In just a moment, we really do believe that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is going to join us. He had to transport to a different locale. He's calling back in. And so if you'll be patient, hopefully we'll have just a little bit of time with him in a moment. But I just want to restate to every one of us the importance of us praying for America, especially those dear, dear people in Texas today. I mean, what an incredible opportunity this is for the rest of America to stand, for the rest of America to come together and to really just encourage and to give of ourselves, give of our resources that God has entrusted to us, to wherever we would choose to do that in relationship to supporting relief efforts there in the region. And I want to encourage you so much to do that. In fact, today, we oftentimes forget that some of the most dangerous times in this is not necessarily within the storm itself. It's post the storm. The rescue efforts are extremely dangerous. And hopefully the Attorney General will join us in just a moment. But I have Lisa Crump in the studio today, who is also with the National Day of Prayer. And she's a prayer warrior and a leader of volunteers all over America in relationship to how we mobilize America to pray. And Lisa, would you just please take a minute or two just to pray for specifically those who are rescuing others who are in need today? Because we need to pray for their safety. And that's very, very important. And so if you would you lead us in prayer before hopefully Attorney General joins us in a moment?
Thank you so much, Dr. Floyd. Father, we come to you. Lord, you are the great I am. Father, darkness is as light to you because you are the creator. Lord, in all of your sovereignty, your authority over everything in the earth, Lord God, we ask because your word says that you protect them by your very name. And Lord, we call upon your name now for these first responders, Lord. Those that are, Lord, right there in harm's way and will be soon. Many of them are having to come in from other parts of the country to support this great need there, Lord God. I think of the hospitals. I've already heard so many of them have had to be evacuated. Lord, I think of the churches, people reaching out to them for help and for hope, Lord God. I think of the law enforcement and the security issues, Lord God. Father, those, just as I saw something today referred to Dunkirk, Father, where those even small small boats were coming in to rescue. Lord, we ask for any means possible by you to come in and help those that are in harm's way now and those responders, Lord God. Mm. Protect them by the power of your name, by your sovereignty over them, Lord God. Father, we ask this in the name above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lisa Crump, for praying for those rescue workers in Texas. And one of the great champions of freedom in the state of Texas and in America is Attorney General from the state of Texas, General Ken Paxton. Ken, Attorney General Paxton, would you please today tell us what is happening in your state and how we can encourage people to pray for your state in Texas?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. It's obviously been an epic storm that we've never had to deal with in Texas. It's lasted for days and days, and obviously it's covered, you know, hundreds of miles on the coastline and affected, you know, millions and millions of people. So even though Texas has done a good job of dealing with these in the past, it's been a challenge just because it's so long and it's continuing to affect us, and we still have rain and we still have rivers rising. So, you know, we're going to continue to have people in harm's way. And so that's obviously the thing that we care the most about is, you know, keeping people safe and rescuing them. So I'd say that is a top priority for prayer.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and just that the leadership, which is a combination of federal, state, and local leaders who are working together, that they would be able to work well together to be very effective at not only rescuing people, but then providing the resources that people need to survive after that, and also to provide the resources to help them get back on their feet.
Attorney General Ken Paxton, what about this? What most concerns you at this moment, in this final minute in the program that you're going to be able to be with us? What is the thing that most concerns you?
I think it's the fact that there's still people that are, you know, out there that are not safe, that still need to be rescued, and that there's more flooding coming, and so there'll be more people, and that this is going to continue for probably days, where people are at risk as the floodwaters continue to rise.
Well, Attorney General Paxton, listen, I know every minute of your time is important, but I want to assure you today that America is praying for you. In fact, the Washington Watch Attorney General has literally given the entire program to praying for the situation in the state of Texas. Is that not amazing?
That's amazing.
Underneath you.
No, it's amazing and very much appreciated, because we know that it matters. And look, it's as catastrophic as it is. The last report I had is that we've had 8 deaths. We've been dealing with this for 4 days. I obviously, you know, 8 deaths is tragic and horrible, and I'm not minimizing that, but I am saying that I truly believe this could have been a whole lot worse. And so we're grateful that, you know, it's not hundreds of people that have been, you know, harmed in such ways they're not
Absolutely.
Here anymore.
Well, I want to thank you, Attorney General Ken Paxton from the state of Texas. Please tell the governor that we're praying for him, all of the relief workers, all of those within all levels of government. We want you to know we are with you in prayer, and we're with you in supporting and giving relief as much as possible in this hour. Thanks for being on the Washington Watch, and I'll be back in just a moment with our next guest, Pastor Bill Eliff.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. One of the places we visit on one of the days on our tour of Israel is the Shepherd's Fields. Now, this is a place in Bethlehem. You can look out on any given day and see shepherds with their sheep, as if it were 2,000 years ago during the birth of Christ. So that's a very special place that we visit. Yeah, the terrain would be the same. You can just picture yourself being there the night the angels sang about the glory of the coming of the Lord. That's just one of the places we visit on one of the days. So if you would like to join us on our March 8th through the 16th tour of Israel, we'd love to have you. Just go to the website, twholyland.com, for more information. twholyland.com. Or for a free brochure sent to you in the mail, call us at 800-FAMILIES. That's 1-800-FAMILIES. Families, F-A-M-I-L-I-E-S, option 5.
David Butts of Harvest Prayer Ministries challenges us to see prayer as a gracious gift from God.
Show us, Lord, how to pray with greater effectiveness. Lord, help us to understand more of your heart in our city, in our churches, in our nation, literally around the globe.
The Gift of Prayer is a powerful new DVD that teaches us the importance of prayer. It's a great resource for your church or family. Available for purchase or download from the AFA Cultural Institute at afastore.net.
Have you been looking for a way to serve others? Are you able to serve in a ministry without being paid? You and Friendships might be the perfect match. Friendships is currently taking applications for volunteers providing aid to disaster victims, refugees, and the impoverished, both here at home and around the world. Get more information at friendships.org or by calling 337-433-5022.
In America today, religious freedom, national borders, and even traditional gender roles are in peril. With all that's happening in our world, our nation is in desperate need of a return to conservative values. Hello, I'm Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of American Family Association. One of the best ways we can make a difference is with our vote. That's why each year the American Family Association is a sponsor of the Values Voters Summit to help increase cultural engagement. This year's Values Voters Summit will be October 13th through the 15th in Washington, D.C. The growing list of confirmed speakers includes people you hear on AFR like Ed Battagliano and Tony Perkins, as well as Michelle Bachman, George Barna, Gary Bauer, the Benham Brothers, and more. The Values Voters Summit is sponsored in part by AFA Action. To learn more and to register, you can visit valuesvotersummit.org.
Welcome back to the Washington Watch. I'm Ronnie Floyd, and I'm sitting in for Tony Perkins today. I'm the senior pastor of Cross Church in Northwest Arkansas. And last week, it was announced that I'm the new president of the National Day of Prayer, the task force that is absolutely responsible for mobilizing the Christian expression of the National Day of Prayer next May the 3rd, 2018. You know, it's pretty amazing when you think about that opportunity to talk about prayer, talk about how to mobilize thousands and thousands. Last year, some 2 million people to participate in those events. It takes a massive cooperative effort, collaborative experience of so many ministries and so many people and so many churches, thousands and thousands from across the country. And I hope that today that you'll go online to the nationaldayofprayer.org and find a way that you can engage in getting ready for that day. But also, we're convinced that prayer has got to be taken to a movement. It's not about one day a year. It's about all that goes on between now and then. But it's establishing a real strong rhythm of prayer in America that we will be faithful to be and to do what God wants us to be as a country. And, you know, on the heels of the Charlottesville, Virginia incident, with all that's going on down in the state of Texas, I mean, I could go on and on for several minutes about all that this country has gone through in the last year or 2 years or last month. I mean, it's just remarkable. And I have with me today in the studio Bill Eliff, who is the senior teaching pastor of the Summit Church in North Little Rock. He's also the director of church pastor relations with One Cry, a nationwide call for spiritual awakening. He's authored 10 books, such as One Cry with Byron Pollis and The Presence-Centered Church. He's a frequent speaker on the nation, on prayer and revival, author and leader of the Revival Champions Initiative. In fact, Pastor Bill Eliff and I this evening will cooperatively lead together a prayer gathering for some 300 to 400 spiritual leaders in the state of Arkansas. And so, Pastor Eliff, Pastor Bill, my friend Bill, I want to ask you today, would you just kind of talk to the people on the broadcast today and tell them from what your perspective is of all you see going on around the country, what do you think God is saying to America?
Well, I think, Ronnie, thanks first of all for
letting me join you here, and congratulations on this opportunity the Lord's giving you. And when I heard that, I knew that that was the right choice. I really believe God's going to use you in that. And so when you think about what God might be saying, that's a big question. And we better answer that question right. We better turn our hearts to Him and open the Word of God. And, you know, when you look in the Word of God and you see disasters and difficulty and conflict, in the Bible, it's explained to us. And I think when you take, if you would take some of these things that we're saying and drop them into the Scripture, how would we explain it? And always, so often on some of these things, it's man doing what man does, and we're pretty depraved. And our nation, you know, take Charlottesville. The reality is, I'm kind of shaking my head. I thought, you know, we should be better than this by now. We've come a long way from the civil rights movement. There are a lot of wonderful people who've worked real hard. But yet we keep regressing back, and it's just the nature of man to do that. And the Lord has something to say about that. That's, you know, right. The Lord hates bigotry and prejudice and all that goes along with that. And He judges that. I mean, He's calling us to come back. And so I think every time I see one of these things happening and difficulties and tragedies happening, I just think God is not silent. And He's communicating to us, you need me. And every time you walk away from me, things don't go good. And He longs for us. His desire for His world is that we walk in unity and we walk in the light as He is in the light. And when we walk away from that, we begin to feel the effects of that. And it's a call to us. When we see the results, it's a call to us to cry out to Him and return to Him.
It really is, Bill. And, you know, this broadcast today on the Washington Watch is really thematically about praying for America. And I think of my friend Tony Perkins, of which I have the privilege to serve on the board of the Family Research Council. I mean, we stand valiantly for faith and family and freedom, and all three of those things are being challenged every day in the American culture. And at the same time, for them to be able to entrust this opportunity for us to just simply pray for this country today. We've already done it several times on the broadcast. We'll do it again in just a moment. And I'll let you even bring the close to this broadcast doing that. But I really want to ask you, because I think people need to be encouraged in this moment. Sure, we are absolutely concerned, praying diligently for everything going on in and around the state of Texas. I have family there. I'm very concerned. Friends, churches I pastored, people's lives are being turned upside down and some are being lost. And so I'm highly concerned. But our people need to be also encouraged about what God is doing in the country. Because there are things that are going on today in the prayer movement of America that's very favorable. And you have your... finger on the pulse of some of that. You've seen the Lord do some pretty remarkable things. And there are so many people that listen to this broadcast every day. I mean, they're people who really, they yearn to have hope for this country.
Right.
And give them some hope today. Because we believe, you and I believe in the power of prayer. We believe that God can do anything, anytime, anywhere, with anyone.
That's exactly
right. And so talk to me about that today.
You know, Ronnie, one of the most fascinating things is that last year, in 2016, and then leading into this year, I was talking to Dave Butts the other day, who's the head of the National Prayer Committee, and Dave said to me, Bill, there's no question. He said, we can prove this, that in the last 24 months, there has been more people gathering to pray than in any time in American history. Now, that's pretty phenomenal.
Absolutely.
When you think of it, you see what's happening in our nation, and we get the news every day, and it's all the dark stuff.
That's right.
But what that says to me, Ronnie, is there is a huge remnant of praying people.
Amen.
I mean, there are people that when push comes to shove and things get dark, and we make the call and say, let's come gather to pray. Last year, I watched
denominational leaders. You did the same thing. We were in meetings together where denominational leaders who had never been together in a room came together to pray.
That's right.
And gatherings of thousands of people. And I was in gatherings from California all the way to the East Coast, and hundreds and thousands of people gathering together to cry out to the Lord.
Yes.
Now, last year was an election year, and and that was part of this, that it brought the issues to the forefront of where we are as a nation. But even this year, we are seeing intercessors that are gathering to prayer to pray across the nation, not so much in large events where the whole church is coming to pray, but the intercessors are deepened in their understanding of the need. And Ronnie, I'm just telling you, they're praying. They're praying. Even tonight, we have 300 or 400 pastors and leaders, and for the past 4 years, this movement in Arkansas has just grown. Mm-hmm. And last time I heard, this is a gathering of Southern Baptist pastors, and there are about 16 or 17 states that have had gatherings like this in the last 24 months with hundreds and hundreds of pastors and church leaders. Well, we didn't do this 5 years ago.
That's right.
And I think it's coming out of desperation. And yeah, that's where revival always comes from.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things about it is, Bill, is that I know you and I believe that that when the Lord so chooses to bring that next great awakening to this country, the walls of denominations will fall down.
Yeah, that's right.
The walls of between racial tension or ethnic tension will be gone.
That's right.
I mean, I'm just telling you, God will bring all of that to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me of something I wrote in an article today. My first article as a president of the National Day of Prayer. I'm going to be doing this every week, releasing an article. And in fact, I have another one coming out this Wednesday on nationaldayofprayer.org. And I want to encourage people to get the newsletter, because you're going to stay in tune with the prayer movement of America, because this is not a platform for me. The National Day of Prayer represents America.
That's right.
That's what it is. It belongs to America. But I will never forget, Bill, in 1995, in the midst of a 40-day fast, the Lord really put on my heart, and I wrote these words in a prayer journal, that He was one day going to bring a mighty spiritual revival to America that will transcend all denominational, cultural, racial, and ethnic lines. I believe that with all of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when that will be. I pray it will be in my generation. I pray that we get to see it. I just know that before the Lord comes again, I really believe He's going to pour out His glory and pour out the opportunity for blessing. Don't you believe that, Bill?
Absolutely. And I did a little study the other day. I was reading about John the Baptist. And if there was ever a precursor to the manifest presence of God, it was John the Baptist.
That's good.
I mean, he was preparing the highway for the clear manifest presence of God, which is what revival is.
That's right.
In spiritual awakening. I discovered, and I challenged the readers to go look at it in the Scripture, there were 6 or 7 things that happened. God gave a word. God rose up some prophets. And a voice. People were desperate. The Bible says all the people from Judea and Jerusalem were coming out to hear John the Baptist.
Right.
And even the Roman soldiers were saying, "What do we do?" And the leaders were saying, "What do we do?" And the people were saying, "What do we do?" How many times have we heard that recently?
Mm.
What do we do in our nation? How do we solve this? That's desperation growing. Mm. And then all of a sudden that day came where John looked up and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
That's great.
And the Lord is coming. I believe He's coming in manifest power, and we're going to see it. I pray we'll see it in our lifetime. But it comes on the heels of desperate times. Every great awakening, and we've had, however you determine it, 3 or 4 of these every 50 to 60 years in American history. And it has turned the tide of the nation. It's changed the culture. It's transformed lives and institutions. And we're due.
Mm.
We're due.
Yeah, we oftentimes forget in America that our very spiritual heritage was shaped much by the awakenings.
Oh, yeah.
Within the first 100 years of this country, and even before the country was formed.
Absolutely. Mark Knoll, who's a professor at Notre Dame, says that the Second Great Awakening, which lasted for 30 years, 1800 to about 1830, was the single greatest shaping event in American history.
Mm.
Not just in a religious life, but in American history. And after that Great Awakening, thousands of churches were started, schools began, hospitals were opened, all of that. After the 1858 revival, in which one of every 30 people in America came to faith in Jesus Christ.
That's amazing.
Guess what happened 2 years later? Well, the Civil War began, and that great struggle that was a way that God intended, I believe, to finally break the back of slavery in our nation. It came on the heels of the Great Awakening. People don't realize that. So God has things to do, and it happens always in desperate times, and that's exactly where we are. So the desperation that we're seeing and the difficulty we're seeing, in some ways, to our listeners, ought to be encouraging.
Absolutely. And Bill, that's why I want you to close us in prayer. I'll come back in a moment when you finish praying, but we just have really a couple of minutes left, and so I want you to pray for our country today, however the Lord leads you to pray. We've already prayed for the situation in Texas. We prayed for the situation, and maybe pray for however God wants you to pray. But you just pray today in this final minute or two together.
Amen. Thank you, Ronnie. Let's pray. Father, our hearts are grieved when we see what is happening in our nation and the lives of children that are being harmed, the attitudes and decisions that are being made that are destroying people's lives and destroying families and destroying the fabric of this nation.
That's right.
And, Lord, we know that of all that we can do, and we should work hard, Lord, in legislation and all those other things, but, Father, we need you.
That's right.
Lord, only you can bring the reviving to your church and the spiritual awakening among those who don't know you that can turn the tide in this nation. And Lord, I pray that you would not pass us by. I pray, Father, that we wouldn't be so callous to you that we would not listen. And so, Father, we pray that you would raise up tens of thousands and millions of intercessors across this nation who would unite their hearts in one single cry for revival and awakening. And that's the prayer of our hearts in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Bill Eliff, for praying for America. And I want to thank all of you today for listening and joining us on the Washington Watch. I mean, can you imagine it? We spent the entire hour on hundreds of radio stations across America praying for our country.
Amen.
Thanks for being a part of the Washington Watch today. And I really hope that you will support this ministry and you will do everything you can to learn all you can about the Family Research Council at FRC. And so would you please do that? I look forward to seeing you tomorrow and talking with you tomorrow. And you have a wonderful day. And thanks again for being with us on the Washington Watch.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is a production of the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. For more information on anything you heard today, or if you'd like to find out how you can support the ongoing efforts of the Family Research Council, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our new watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.